Hello, hello, party people. It is your boy, Diddly Lang Chang, Chiming Dennis, Sung Shui Pao, Minasawa Otoni Toshimada. Welcome back to the 4 o'clock news.
Hey, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. We're doing the My Son, My Teacher. Thanks for doing this tonight, dude.
My intro, I think, is better than hers. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. Her intro is, hi, everyone. Welcome back to My Son, My Teacher. You're too professional.
Well, you balance me out in the universe, you know? You
the
and
universe.
I.
Universe.
You hear about the universe a lot in this house, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What? So, well, speaking of universes, we have been spring break. You just got over a bit of a cold. Thankfully, no COVID.
Mm.
And we've been doing some binge watching of some shows.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly.
What's surprisingly about it?
So, if you haven't seen this show called Attack on Titan, first of all, I don't know what you've been doing with your life. But, yeah, my mom decided to watch it. If you haven't, Attack on Titan, please sponsor us. If you haven't seen it, it's actually pretty good. Anyway, it's pretty, violent, and I wasn't expecting my mom to make it through, episode one. But she did because she's surprising. Mm-hmm. Take it away.
Well, I'm learning a lot about you watching it because this Attack on Titan, the thing I like about it is that you hear a lot about what happens if it's the end of the world. You get to know the characters. I mean, it's really a well-done plot.
Mm, yeah.
So one of the reasons you and I just was saying thank you for having more self-control
mm-hmm.
than someone else. I just was going to say that you had a lot more self-control than what happened on the Oscars last night. One time on the playground. Do you want to tell everyone what you made the decision not to do?
Well, I mean, my decision probably would have changed now. But basically what happened was, so there's this guy.
No naming names.
Yeah, okay. So there's this guy. And there was me, I'm number two, and this guy was number one, and number one pushed me, this guy pushed me, and I was pretty mad, so then number two, which is me, number two was, I didn't do anything, I didn't push him back or anything, because I didn't want to get expelled or anything, but I'm just saying, I would have knocked this guy out, I would have hit him with that haymaker. I would have hit him with that right hook, that uppercut.
But what made you in that moment? I mean, sometimes it's a reflex. You know, people get upset, they get angry. This happened years back.
Maybe because I was a little kid, right? Now I would have socked him. I would have hit him with that, yeah. Anyway, yep, take it away.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is how I want this to go.
Oh, well, that's, we always have unexpected fun on here.
Okay, so am I allowed to give my perspective of how well you handled it?
Yeah.
Okay, so essentially, I think this, you know what, it was 3 years back, and you were on the playground, and you're a strong leader, and someone felt left out, and they just had poor impulse control, much like what happened at the Oscars last night.
Mm-hmm.
But this, you know, obviously, at the time, you were 10 years old. You're not grown men. And I just wanted to give you a shout out. I know at this point you said maybe at this age you would have not had the self-control. But when you were that age, faced with someone that pushed you and you knew you were stronger than them and, you know, you really could have hurt them. You made the decision, one, not to strike. Two, you also didn't think the teachers would believe you. And three, you thought you would get expelled.
And I feel like I've always been stronger than a lot of the kids.
You are. But I think it's also... The point is when that happened, we handled it, I think, pretty well. We knew that this is a kid that you actually ended up, you know, seeing again and having as a good friend.
Mm.
And essentially the moms talked about it off school. Then I brought you into the school because you were upset, you know, that the teachers weren't kind of monitoring this. You didn't want to be a snitch. And so the way we handled it after, you used great restraint in not hitting someone that pushed you. But I did tell you that if you ever needed to do self-defense, you could. You know, I wouldn't want you to think if that happened again that you should just stand there and take it. But in this moment, you had good impulse control. And then the next day, when we went into the principal's office, what did I let you do the next day? Do you remember?
No.
Did you have to stay at school or not?
No, I didn't.
I told this teacher that he gets a break. He gets a mental health day because he had good self-control. I went and got you a Slurpee. And we talked about how you really could have hurt someone. So I think it's really important when people make mistakes. And by the way, this kid did end up saying sorry. And we got through it. But now we can change the subject because I know you're getting bored of this. Do you want to say anything else about it?
Not really. Watch Attack on Titan, please.
Is that it?
Yeah, and by the way, if you sponsor Attack on Titan, you probably won't sponsor us because, you know, you don't really need to. You're really rich. But, you know, you're really cool, and I just really appreciate your show.
Oh, you're talking about Attack on Titan, and you need to give me a shout-out to them.
Yeah, please.
No, they're already kicking. They're streaming in the dollar, so.
Yeah, but, like, you know.
You just love it.
If you want to hit your
Why don't you tell everyone what you, so first of all.
If you want to hit your boy up, I'm here anytime.
Okay. Why don't, I think it's really important that I have to tell you, I was surprised after seeing episode one that I'm still now on season three. So what else I like about it is that you and I get to talk about characters. We get to talk about the end of the world. We get to talk about integrity, honor.
We get to talk about the end of the world.
We do. Well, hey, we're living at a time when Russia's attacking Ukraine. We just lived through the pandemic. So when we're watching something like Attack on Titan, I feel like, ironically, it's sadly but true, the world's kind of going through a tough time. So I feel like you and I are sitting there watching a show. Well, okay. Is there anything else you want to say?
Love, peace, and chicken grease.
Thanks, everyone. Good job.
She might have paid me some small dollars.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.